Okay! Tokyo! Australia! Germany! Africa!
Here we go! Head On with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing, and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head On with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy! And we are off and running for this 25th day of January, 2017. This is The Horn. HeadOnRadioNetwork.com is where we live. That, in fact, is where you go if you would like to participate in one of the most rollicking and enjoyable chat room experiences, the Mad Pep Multimedia Zany real-time experience. It is The Horn chat room during the hours during which this program is live, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you go, you click on chat room, you pick yourself out a screen name and a password, and there you will be greeted by Anatole, Don from Central PA, Hoghead, Laborman, and occasional midweek moderator, Steve from Georgistan. Yes, indeed. It'll be a rollicking good time. And, just enjoy yourself, right? Yeah. Hi, I'm Bob Kincaid, and we are at the middle of the week. Like I said, it's the 25th day of January, 2017. We are experiencing, what you might call Tralfamadorian winter here in central Appalachia. We are coming unstuck in time. Because it's more like late April. No, really. Clear bluebird skies and, the last reading I saw this afternoon, 68 degrees. Right. Yeah. 68 degrees. And much more of this, and stuff's going to start blooming and budding, and then we'll be in real trouble. I say Tralfamadorian, of course, as a reference to the race of people who saw time as an extra dimension, like we experience width, breadth, height, you know, that sort of thing. They were first exposed, of course, by Kurt Vonnegut. And it really is kind of weird. Because sooner or later, the nasty stuff is going to come back. And it's going to well and truly suck then. Sooner rather than later, perhaps. We are expecting snow tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then it clears up and gets a little bit more decent here through the next week. But next week, I'll be, of course, paying attention to the weather in